your fight. Too many runaways eating up the night. Marconi plays the mambo. Listen to the radio. Don't you remember? We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Someone always playing corporation games. Who cares? They're always changing corporation names. We just want to dance here. Someone stole the stage.
Very good morning and welcome to the show where I like to talk about food, people and places, getting us in the mood for the weekend and starting off there with We Built This City by Starship. That's featured quite heavily in the film Rock of Ages. I went to see it last week at Real Cinemas and I'm going to be telling you what I thought of the movie. And my guest this morning, starting off this morning, Laura from Explore, I know, is off to see Rock of Ages, so I won't spoil it too much. Co-host George Stothard is here as well. Good morning to you. You, George.
Oh, I love that song.
You like that song?
That's one of my favourites.
Oh, there you go. Well, then you're probably going to like Rock of Ages, although you're not a great Tom Cruise fan.
Don't like,
are you?
Tom Cruise at all. I saw the trailer. He looks amazing. So I have to say, it looks like a good job on his part.
Indeed. And Laura, you're off there to see it this evening.
Yes, I am. I'm really excited about it. I'm a massive Glee fan, massive musical fan. So I think this is right up my alley.
Loser.
I'm proud.
Well, we'll see. You'll get my take on it in a little while. And now, Laura from Explorer, we haven't seen you for a while. You've been busy. Goodness me. What have you been up to? Where have you been?
Where haven't I been should be the question. I started off, I think I haven't seen you since the ATM. Since
the, you said the 80s then. Talking of Rock of Ages.
No, then I would have been about five. I went to Paris. I went to Disneyland Paris. The Altair Holidays Group, they kindly invited Explorer to go and check out Disneyland and their 25th anniversary. So that was fantastic. They've set up a huge pyrotechnic show. If you've ever been to Disneyland, you know what to expect.
Never particularly wanted to be honest with you.
Don't you need to have children to go there?
That's what you think. You think you need.
That's it, it's the kids.
But you actually, there was something missing.
Well, you actually don't need kids to enjoy it. As long as you're a big kid at heart, then you're going to love it. Especially Disneyland Paris, which is fantastic because it's actually got two studios. It's two parks in one location. You've got Disneyland Resort, Disneyland Park, which has all of the fun, you know, Dumbo rides, Space Mountain. But then you also have the Disney Studios Park. And this has all about the animation and all the background of Walt Disney. And then it has the more kind of adult rides. It's got some art galleries about past, you know, the early pictures of Mickey Mouse to its current state now. And it's a really interesting place to go and visit as an adult as well.
So how easy is it to get there from the UAE?
It's actually very easy. I flew from Abu Dhabi with Etihad, and it's a straight journey, about 6 hours. So it's very simple to get there. Once you get into Charles de Gaulle, there are shuttle buses that take you directly to Disneyland Paris. So you're there in like 30 minutes, I think, from the airport. And then, of course, the great part about Disneyland is that not only is there the resort there, but you've got about 11 hotels that are all themed and that are all really fun, that you can kind of get into the Disney magic spirit. So it's kind of right up my alley.
I was
going to
say, Laura, tell me, who was your favourite character? Who did you have your photograph taken with the most?
Donald Duck and Goofy. They came up to say hello.
I love Goofy.
He was a legend. I also saw Gaston. Do you remember him?
Yes, from, I like Gaston.
He was very handsome.
Yeah, Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Because although I don't have children, I actually really enjoy animated movies. So there's always something in there for the adults as well. And that character's a great character, isn't he? Garçon.
He's fabulous.
He's kind of like beautiful but a bit dim.
Yes. He's kind of got the arrogance of Simon Cowell, but very good looking.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's how I describe him.
Okay. So, I hadn't thought of him that way, but yeah.
But I think that's a little bit, you know, he's got that kind of
so
arrogance.
So you're hanging out with him in Paris?
Yeah, you know.
Nice.
We were friends.
Naughty girl.
Ah, well. So then, yes, from there, I travelled to California. It's always been
a dream.
Well, so
from Paris, you went to California.
Well, I had a little bit of work in between.
So you came back to Dubai.
Came back to Dubai, then went off to California to check out the coastal road. So I just arrived into San Francisco. Now that's a long flight. That's about 15 hours from here. And if you're flying direct, arrived into San Francisco, then road trips down to through LA and down to San Diego and back up.
How long does that take? Or how long did you take?
I did it in 2.5 weeks. The drive itself, if you take that coastal road, it's not actually that far. But because the roads are so windy, it's very, very slow. You have to be very careful when you drive. It does take a little while longer. You can do the whole... I do the whole stretch in about 2 weeks.
It's a stunning road. I've done it myself, just down to Carmel and Monterey.
Oh, yes.
And the landscape changes from rocky to lush green. It's incredible. And all the way, you've got this sea on your right-hand side. It's beautiful.
You have to do it from that way as well. You really must drive from San Francisco down.
That's the way to go.
Yes, because then the sea's on the correct side, you know, so you're not, you know, looking directly onto it. But it's fantastic. You've got, like George said, you've got this amazing coastal view that you can see stretching out into the right out into the horizon. You've got seals, there are pelicans, all sorts of wildlife you kind of see along the way. So it was an absolute dream.
So lovely for the view and the environment. What were you driving?
A convertible.
I was going to say, it's got to be, hasn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly, yeah, it has to
what
be
did
done.
You drive, George? You're on a motorbike.
I was in a bus with other tourists. But food...
Who's the loser now?
I know. Total loser. I was only a student. Yeah, you can stop off on these little American places to have pancakes as well on the way, yep. Which is cool.
It was lovely. We stopped at a place called Nepenthe, which is along the Big Sur. Big Sur isn't so much of a destination as it is this driving area, which is where the coastal roads and the rocky cliffs kind of meet. And Nepenthe restaurant is right at the top of this mountain. You wouldn't know it was there unless you were given guidelines. I think it is in the Lonely Planet actually, but we were told by some friends you must go and stop up there. And I mean, it was the most incredible view I've ever seen. We had you could see the lush kind of mountains on the left, blue sky up above, blue water below, and then all the waves crashing against the cliffs. It was simply stunning.
Did you spend a bit of time in San Francisco?
I did, yeah. We managed to spend probably about it was just about shy of 4 or 5 days. We went to all the different districts. We went to the Ferry Building, which is where you can get all the local food, which was just delicious.
So like
clam
your clams.
Chowder.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah. I ate that like it was going out of fashion. It was just wonderful. We walked kind of through Fisherman's Wharf because as a true, traveller, you shouldn't go there, apparently, because it's... It's too touristy.
Right.
So we just... But I just wanted to go and have a quick look at the seals. And then we just kind of walked all the way towards the Golden Gate Bridge and through all the different neighbourhoods.
And what was that like? Because when you go to a city or you go to a place that's iconic, that you have seen in movies, that you are really... Like when you go to New York, places like that, London, there are certain places where you kind of feel familiar with it because you've seen it so many times in TV shows and films. So when you saw the Golden Gate, what was that like, the bridge? What was it? Did it live up to your expectations?
Oh, totally. It surpassed my expectations. When we were there... there were loads of kite surfers out on the water, so it was about heading to dusk, and all these kite surfers were out on the water. There must have been 20, 30 of them all sailing past, riding the waves. And I went up to them and said, look, can I play? And they said they were very sweet, but apparently no more, you know, no spare equipment for me. But it was just one of those, I mean, there was just so much to do. You walk, as we were, you know, as I was walking through the parks, everybody's running, everybody's on their bikes, everybody's outside doing something. It's such an active place. I went and did a bike tour through the, you know, the hills, the rolling hills of San Francisco, and it was just, it was the best way to see the city, because, you know, when you rock up to a city like that, you think you know it, but of course you don't know where you are from one place to another. If you take the metro or the subway, you don't know where you are in relation to somewhere else. But going on foot, going by bike, this is the best way to kind of navigate yourself around the city. And we took this tour up and down the hills, up and down the mountain.
Yeah.
But it was exhausting, but it was great. It was fabulous.
What about the accommodation? Where were you staying?
Actually, I went with a company called Airbnb. If you've heard of couch surfers before, this is I guess one step up from couch surfers. So you stay at people's homes, or they let out your home for you, and it's like staying at bed and breakfasts all down or anywhere. And this happens now all around the world. It's getting quite popular here in Dubai. That's Airbnb.com. And I'm a huge advocate for this company. I'll give you an example. We arrived into San Francisco, and I contacted this lady who'd put up her house on the web, saw the pictures, saw all the reviews, contacted her, and she said, yeah, absolutely no problem. It was only less than $100 a night in the center of San Francisco, and we had the entire apartment to ourselves, three friends. Just that's what we did.
It was amazing. Really good idea, isn't it?
Fabulous.
Really
good.
So
where's she? This is actually her home.
This was her home. She was a lecturer at the university, and normally, you know, they'll still be in the house with you, and they'll rent out their guest room. Similar to a B&B. She sent me a message and just said, look, unfortunately I've got a meeting and I'm going to be up at the university for the full 3 days. The house is yours.
What a shame.
That's hospitality for you,
hospitality,
isn't it? I mean, really, really, really interesting stuff. Great, Laura. Always a pleasure to have you here. When we come back, we're bringing it closer to home. We're going to be looking at Jordan. You've been there. I've been there since we last met each other.
Compare.
So let's compare notes. And also looking at the ultimate UAE Explorer Guide, the new book from Explorer, Rampat. It literally is the ultimate UAE Explorer Guide. So lots to talk about. And we're also going to be asking you, what's the top of your UAE bucket list? So the thing you really want to do here that you haven't done yet, what's on the top of your list?